Nate.
Standing with supporters in downtown Buffalo Tuesday, Nate McMurray expressed confidence he could win Chris Collins' former congressional district as a Democrat. McMurray came within about 1,000 votes of defeating Collins last year, while Collins' insider trading arrest loomed over his campaign. Now that Collins has pleaded guilty and resigned, the Grand Island town supervisor feels he can win over Republican voters again, despite the fact his new Republican challengers won't carry quite the same baggage.
The people that want to replace Collins, those are the people that enabled him. There's no profile and courage there. But the people who fought for NY27, the thousands of Republicans and independents who crossed over to vote for me, there's the profile and courage. And those people are there. Those are the people who know that common sense tells you, you can't vote for a guy who's caught on TV breaking the law. And they're back.
McMurray's imploring Governor Andrew Cuomo to call a special election as soon as possible. Cuomo told WAMC in Albany Tuesday he'd like to have a special election sooner rather than later. Under a special election, party leaders would likely choose their own nominee. McMurray is the only declared Democrat, but Erie County Democratic Committee Chairman Jeremy Zellner tells WBFO he's already been approached by other potential candidates, and the party hasn't made any decisions. McMurray, who's campaigning on job creation and healthcare, shut down doubts he could win a heavily Republican district.
For those who think that we don't have a chance, I ask you to look at last year and what happened. Look at the support we had. Look at those numbers of knocked doors. Look at the people who look beyond party.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.